Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. So Monday was something weird. What was Monday when we couldn't do the Sweet 16?
Basketball game.
Right, Billikens,
yeah.
Yeah, we did a 45-minute show that day and killed it. And so Skip Weber is here, and we're going to do the Sweet 16 of the best television shows of the millennial, of the 21st century, so anything from 2000 on, which is good. We've never done this.
No.
We always go back to All in the Family.
Andrew said, hey, you can start in 2000, before 2000 as long as it crosses the line. And I said, no, in my opinion, it should be all. So I don't know what the ruling was on that.
No.
I said, I think it should be. It has to start after January 1, 2000.
I think that's what we got.
So there's a handful that were good shows that were there that bled across.
And so I may have some that fall outside that. You guys will just have to tell me because I'm not. Okay. Yeah. I didn't look them up like by 2000 on.
Yeah, we will judge you.
Yes, I feel I'm ready to be judged. I'm completely ready to be judged.
It's a great category because of how much more great things are out there because of all the streaming.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, you could, it's a whole nother, we could even say it has to be on one of the networks and there's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you add all the Amazon and Netflix and, you know, Paramount. And, I mean, it's just Apple TV. I mean, there's a enormous amount of great shows.
What do you attribute that to? Have we gotten better at writing shows? Is it just more competition?
I think it's more competition,
but also opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, a lot of these shows would never have been made. Because think about a lot of the shows we're going to list could never have been on broadcast TV.
Anyone here a Yellowstone guy?
Oh, yeah. No. Yellowstone's great.
Okay, I watched the first season, and like I always do, and then I don't come back. But it's on my TikTok, and it just seems so stressful. They're so sad. Someone's always killing somebody.
Yeah. Well, it's and that's, I think, a perfect example. I don't think Taylor Sheridan could have sold that the concept of that
the
show
become,
to the networks.
Right.
The fact that it's out there. And a lot of these are self-produced. Oh, so-and-so, I'm going to star in this. Let's do this little eight episodes, and it becomes popular enough to be a series. You know, that the powers that be, there's like four guys that were saying yay or nay to every show.
Yeah.
And so now that's the other part of it,
very
too, is
true.
A lot more open to creativity.
Rach, John Hamm has a new Taylor Sheridan show called Landman, and on the trailer, he's wearing the shirt he was wearing when we interviewed him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know? Look at that.
Yeah.
Just a white shirt, white button-up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I didn't think they got to keep those.
What will it take to get him to wear one of them DGS shirts in one of the episodes?
We should have brought him.
Didn't bring any. Yeah, you should have.
In one of those episodes.
He's big on representing St. Louis, too.
He could be working out.
Yeah.
If he's like working out at a gym just for like a minute of one of the scenes.
Maybe in one of the scenes we could get him to go like this, like, quit being such a Dave Glover.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, I don't know what that means.
And then he would point to the shirt.
Yeah, he'd point to the shirt.
And have somebody else say, I get it.
I get it. There you go.
Let's go.
Come on.
Well, we were already on Chimp Crazy, so.
Yeah, we were on Chimp Crazy. What is that on?
HBO.
Yeah. HBO?
Yeah.
Riz had her on.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Chimp
Crazy lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We should try.
Sure. Didn't she invite you to come to the...
Oh, boy, did she.
Like, right before the...
right when the feds were going to swoop in.
Yeah, right before...
That's when Trish Gazelle joined our show. And she's like, all brand new and shiny. And it's like, what are we going to do? Like, we're going to go visit this lady who's about to be raided by the feds because she keeps the chimps illegally. And she's like, I'm not sure I want that for me.
Is it nearby? No, it's 4 hours
away. Yeah, it's going to be a shootout. We're on the chimp side.
Yeah, we're going to be, we just got to drive a little faster than the FBI.
Look out for Bobo. Yeah. Okay, lead
Dr.
us off.
Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius. I show hate up to every chimp
show
I
up
see.
To the shootout in a Dr. Zaius costume.
Don't shoot.
There's no contradiction between faith and science.
We're having a good time.
Just say we don't understand those references.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What's
not
the problem?
Unfortunately,
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I should know though. I didn't watch it much though.
You don't know who Dr. Zaius is?
No.
Oh.
What?
He's like the main one.
I didn't see the show.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius. Knock me, Dr. Zaius.
That's the best.
Oh, the
That's
best.
The best.
It's the funniest piece of comedy writing.
I agree.
Of all time.
Yeah. The chimpanzee to chimpanzee is great.
Brilliant.
Planet of the Apes as a musical is great.
Yes.
And taking the old Falco Rock Me Amadeus song from the 80s that most people don't remember and changing it to Rock Me Dr. Zaius is whoever that was.
I think it was Conan.
I believe it.
Yeah, I think it was Conan.
Unbelievable genius.
Okay, so best television shows of the new millennial.
I'm gonna go with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
got it.
I mean, I think everybody probably thought of it.
Number one seed, right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually not
a great show.
I'm usually not someone who says here's the most obvious, but that show was so great that I had to.
Was it unprecedented? Was it the first to really do something of that scope and scale?
As a TV series of that big of a universe,
well,
I'd say yes.
That well, I was a very I have. Well, they burnt up. I had a first edition book of George R. I mean, I read that book back in 1994 or whatever when it first came out. I'm a big sci-fi fantasy guy, and I had all of the books and really liked them. And it was very, very exciting to me to see it come out. And then to see how well it was done was just unreal.
Yeah.
So,
Andrew.
I'm going to say Lost.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Did that start in 2000 there, Andrew?
2005.
I'm just kidding.
Trust me, he's got the receipts.
I'm just kidding.
I'm a super fan of that show.
Did you like the ending? I was
utterly obsessed with that show. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I was obsessed with that show when I was in high school. It was like a dangerous obsession.
Gout.
Okay, thanks for being honest.
Gout.
It was a dangerous liaison.
I was like that with Planet of the Apes, as we all know. Wheels.
Deadwood.
Yeah.
That is one of my all-time favorite shows.
Gotta watch it.
Yo, Skip, you're gonna love that.
I believe
it. Honestly, it's like better than Yellowstone, like so much better.
I heard people do this, but
that show's made for you.
It's only three seasons too, so it's not daunting. You get through it pretty quick.
Yep.
Then watch the movie.
Rach.
Arrested Development.
Oh, good one.
I had it.
Yeah. That one's that probably surprised me more than any series. Like, I knew I would like it, but I kind of felt like it was a little too smart for me, if that makes sense. Just like, oh, I'm not going to get a lot of these jokes. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Really good. I'm going to go with The Wire.
Good call. That's
see
my
that
next
one?
Pick.
No, we talked about that before. But that's on my list.
Definitely should go back and watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Back to Skip.
Let's go. I'm going to go into Rachel's camp with the comedies, and I'm going to go with The Office, the U.S. version of The Office.
Yep.
Didn't have that one.
I mean, that's the kind of thing where, you know, Comedy Central will run like 42 episodes of The Office back to back over a weekend. And if I'm not doing anything, I'll just click that on.
That was an obsession with me.
I don't even care what season it is in or whatever, what show, what cast changes. I mean, it's just, I just love it.
Back to Andrew.
I will say 30 Rock.
Nice. Super funny. Wheels?
I'm going to go with this one's actually similar, almost like Game of Thrones in terms of scope, but like it doesn't have the magic and the dragons and all that, so it's not quite the same, but the show Rome. Set in ancient Rome is so good.
Oh, yeah, that's
it shows the lead up to Caesar taking power. Caesar taking power.
Isn't that John Reese? Oh no, that's something else.
No, it's Kieran Hines plays Caesar. Okay. Everybody in it is somewhat well known, but not super big stars. Mm-hmm. Ray Stevenson was one of the main guys. But basically, what it is it's two Roman legionnaires and the story of the rise of Caesar and how he came into power, but through their eyes.
Yeah.
And they are great. Awesome.
Did anybody else like when Kevin said, the show Rome, set in Rome?
Set in Rome. Well, you could be Rome, like roaming.
It's Rome, and it's set in Rome, and it's during the Roman times.
And it's about Romans.
Yeah, Romans. Yeah.
Rage?
Mad Men. Speaking of John Hamm.
There you go.
There you go.
Gotta be.
Speaking of John Hamm.
So good.
Let's go Band of Brothers.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Stole my pick. I was hoping I get to sneak that through.
Good.
That's a great one.
It is a great one.
That reminded me of another one that I probably won't even get to, but I'm going to put down here.
Boy, your voice is low today. It's really booming.
It?
Yeah.
I'm probably because I'm tired or
a
something.
A little cold or something.
Let's go with Walking Dead.
Hey.
There you go.
Didn't think of that one.
Yep.
Maybe even include all the offshoots. That they're all pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about something that's a little bit different. You know, they have the horror aspect, but the real thing is the people going through the
maintain all the way through?
I think so. Very much so. You know, what got me frustrated is that they were part of the new habit of the mid-season break. Instead of showing 18 shows straight, let's show 9 and then take a bunch of months off, and then show 9 and take a bunch of months off. And, you know, that always bothered me.
If we were doing scenes, the scene where the lady sees her little girl as a zombie is one of the best scenes of all time.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You'd had 3 or 4 episodes of them still searching for her.
Yes.
And then this little side tangent takes him to that barn.
As soon as that thing
and here
opened
she comes.
Up, man.
Oh,
you
yeah.
knew it.
Brutal.
Back to Andrew.
How about now? Nobody in that room has seen Breaking Bad, right? None
I
of
have.
You watched Breaking
Not
Bad.
Not all the way through. No, I've seen a couple seasons.
You watched it, Skip?
I watched them all. Yeah.
All right, I'll throw it on there. Breaking Bad.
Okay. How many we need, Rage?
Really, you guys? Like all those, you guys haven't watched the whole thing. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I didn't leave it because I hated it. I got distracted, and
I honestly didn't put it on the list because I thought everybody would have it and it would be too easy of a number one.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Well, that was that's my next one.
What's
the one I thought it would come up already is The Sopranos.
I think it
started in 99.
Oh, did it start in 99? Yeah. All right, let's skip that one. Then we'll go with. What was the other one that was my favorite that I had listed? Oh,
you could write these down.
Spartacus. I don't write anything down.
It's not a little close to Rome for you?
They're all the same. That's why I love them. They fight.
Rich.
Succession.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Great one.
It was staring me right in the face. I'll let you guys choose between The Crown and The Daily Show.
Oh,
The Crown
Daily is really good.
Crown.
Although Daily Show started in like...
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
1992. That's true. So
we need one more.
Okay.
How about Modern Family?
I like that show.
I had How I Met Your Mother.
I like that show as well.
Never watched it.
Should we put Modern Family?
Sure.
Oh,
Modern
fine.
Fam. It's a very cute show.
It is a good show.
There you go.
Okay. Probably better than
I like
How I Met
Manny.
Your Mother.
He's cute.
Try and do one round here. Sweet 16 of the best shows since 2000. Game of Thrones, woof, versus Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Thrones.
Gotta go Men.
Oh. I mean...
Winter is coming.
Yeah, I think I actually do. I know, but I do think I have to go Game of Thrones.
What? After the last 2 seasons of garbage they put out?
It's still like one of the best shows. I can't agree that
last two. The last two episodes is the only thing I didn't like. The final season... was fine, except for like the last 2 episodes, or maybe 3. I don't remember which was the series, but
Lost versus Band of Brothers.
Lost.
Band of Brothers.
Lost.
How they gonna get off the island, man? We gotta keep watching.
Well, if
Lost.
They were a Band of Brothers, they would have gotten off.
No, they wouldn't have.
Good comeback.
They would not have.
They would have killed and eaten David Schwimmer day one.
Smoke wouldn't want that smoke.
Deadwood versus Walking Dead.
Oh man, a lot
Walking
of dead there.
Dead,
Deadwood.
Man.
Deadwood.
Deadwood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arrested Development versus Breaking Bad.
Ooh. Breaking Bad.
Yeah, same.
Breaking Bad. I gotta say AD.
AD, because I haven't seen Bad.
AD.
Ooh, upset.
The Wire versus Spartacus.
Wire.
The Wire. Never seen Spartacus.
I've seen neither, but from what...
What you're hearing?
I've got on my list next because of how much is talked up. I'll vote for The Wire.
The Office versus Succession.
The Office.
Succession.
Got to have a comedy in there. Office.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I think I will say... Boy, that is tough.
Wheels?
I never watched either one of them, but I've seen almost every part of The Office as a meme, so The Office.
I think I like Succession.
I think it's a tie to Dave.
That sucks. I'll go with Skip just because we need a comedy. 30 Rock.
Arrested Development's a comedy.
30 Rock versus The Crown.
Crown.
30 Rock.
Crown.
Liz Lemon.
Crown moves on.
Rome, set in Rome, versus Modern Family.
Look how Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Rome.
Modern Family.
Families. MFAM moves on. Welcome back. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is here as always. It's the best television shows of the 2000s. Game of Thrones versus Band of Brothers.
Oh, my Thrones. Lord.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Thrones.
Did you guys say you throw Thrones, Rach?
Thrones.
Deadwood versus Arrested Development.
Deadwood.
I don't.
Arrested.
Let's make it a tie to Roger.
Hey, Roger, you there? He may have stepped away from the mic.
Yeah.
So just pick one.
Okay, we'll go with the rest of development. The Wire versus The Office.
Wire.
Office.
Office.
Omar's coming.
Office.
The Crown versus Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Crown.
The Crown.
Mod Fam.
Is that to me?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't see Modern Family, so I'll have to go with The Crown. There's the final four. How are things going to Weber?
Well, we had a great end to October, great start to November, so that's always fun. And let me just tell you, this is the month of Black Friday, okay? Do I got a minute to go into a little bit more?
You have 2 minutes.
All right, here we go. Start me the clock.
Okay.
Black Friday, as you know, we invented automotive Black Friday.
Did.
At least we didn't invent the term Black Friday, but we invented how to do it, actually how to have the thing be so worth it that you come early in the morning and we sell an insane amount of cars. It's ridiculous. But it kind of got watered down over the years. It got less and less, and we didn't want to get up at 3 in the morning anymore. So last year, we had a pretty good one, and we started talking about, 2 weeks ago, and we said, what do you think we should do? And we decided we're not going to do it this year that way. We're going to have a mini Black Friday every weekend in November. So starting this week, you'll have some vehicles on our website this evening that are, instead of 20 to 30 doorbusters per vehicle per store, mm-hmm. Now there's going to be about 10. And they're all the same as if it was Black Friday.
Nice.
So it's going to be cool. It won't be get up early. It's just Friday and Saturday, lots of deals with all the normal great deals otherwise, but then here's 10 unique vehicles per store. So check it out and we'll see how it goes. I think it's a good way to save money.
I like it.
And you don't have to worry about messing up your holiday or any of that.
I mean, you've done the traditional Black Friday thing.
Yeah. And like I said, it got enough watered down. I mean, because, everybody tried to copy it, and then it wasn't as good. And people think, instead of making better deals, we're going to give you an Xbox or something silly like that. Yeah. And it just got – so then everybody's got these Black Friday commercials, and now ours doesn't stand out. But people don't realize that ours is still the only legitimate one,
Yes.
So it's just got – for Pete's sake, that was 2012. Can you believe it was 12 years ago we started that?
That's insane. Final four of the Sweet 16 coming up after the break. Quick break, DGS. 439 DGS on KMOX. Skip Weber's here.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Weber Chevrolet is the sponsor of the Sweet 16. We're down to the final four of the best television show post 2000. Game of Thrones versus Arrested Development, the dark horse.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
It's got dragons, man.
Yeah. Arrested Development.
Yep. Oh. Got a good game. The Office versus The Crown.
Ooh. Office. I'm going The Office.
Crown.
Dwight Schrute, I think, is one of the greatest characters ever invented. I'm going Office.
They do have one of the best outtake reels. That's a great. Yeah. They have a lot of good bloopers.
I'll go Office too.
Okay, Office wins.
Ooh.
Okay, there you go. So you got Game of Thrones, big sprawling epic period fantasy piece, and you got a British comedy made U.S.
Game of Thrones.
I gotta go Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna go Office.
Office.
Tie to Dave.
Uh-oh. All the responsibility,
wait,
Dave.
Before you say
decision 2024.
Were you a Game of Thrones watcher? Did you watch
it? I didn't finish it, but I was a watcher.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Decision 2024.
Night watch. Get it?
Winter's coming.
Deadwood. I got to go with my heart pick, which is The Office.
There you go.
There you go. So,
nothing wrong with that.
We still doing the super pick? Is that a thing anymore?
The Office.
Is it cheese?
Looking no, at you, buddy.
You know what?
No. Well, this will be the new one.
We could do Best Monster.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Wolfman? Was it Wolfman or what was
I think it?
Or
was it Werewolf?
Frankenstein's Monster?
I think it was Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
I believe it was Frankenstein. Because I was very unhappy about it because that's a lame monster.
So is Frankenstein a better monster than The Office is a television show?
Yes.
No, Office wins.
No, Office.
Office is the new super winner.
Okay. There you go. Look at that.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
So, Frankenstein noise.
That's how you do that.
What we ought to do is we ought to develop odds as to how whether or not we will remember by next show what the category was.
They got a pretty good idea
we're
on
like
that one.
One out of
Skip,
20.
I'm not even smart enough to remember it. You think I'm smart enough to calculate odds?
I'm gonna calculate odds.
I just remember what the damn word was.
Andrew, I'm going to throw your words back at you. You can write it down, you know.
Oh, he's mad because,
he's been harboring that one.
He freestyles the Sweet 16 off of Google while we're doing it in the moment.
The bad thing is that Rachel was texting that to all of us, and we still couldn't find it.
I know.
Let's go see if we can find the text from, eight days ago.
Not our finer moment.
Yeah.
Not impressive.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.